Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating endoscopy report on Sergio Morales, date of birth 12/21/1968, date of procedure May 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, DO. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, comma, dysphagia, comma, bloating, comma, weight loss of 20 pounds over 2 months, comma, constipation, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, hemorrhoids. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as among us, oral expense of the patient. Patients brought to an anesthesia place in the lateral position, stage for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and incisional direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, tree junction, esophagus. Retroflex was obtained at the cardiac aorosection from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient was in turn around in left lateral position. A gastroscopic exam was normal. Well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to this cecum, which was identified by the presence of the pincer or ileocecal confluence of the pulse period. Terminal aim was intubated in a value period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transcolon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigma colon on the rectum, or retroflex was obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings: at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable, comma. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation to rule out EOE given the dysphagia. Next line. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block, comma, less than 1 centimeter, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line, there is a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body of histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps appeared. One was diminutive in size and removable cold biopsy polypectomy. The other was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removable cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an ascending colon approximately 15 millimeter lipoma, comma. This was biopsy bite on bite for further evaluation and histology. Next line. There were 3 hepatic flexure sessile polyps, period. One was approximately 15 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other were approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. At 35 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of peridiverticular inflammation, comma, biopsies, inflammation and erythema. Comma, biopsies were obtained in this area extensively for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli, comma, moderate. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. These were small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend CT abdomen, pelvis, and chest given the weight loss. Next line, recommend we'll start patient on omeprazole 20 milligrams daily to be taken for 8 weeks for further evaluation. His heartburn symptoms. Next line, recommend NSAID avoidance as well as anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next slide, follow-up analysis is previously scheduled. Thank you. Next slide. We'll follow the pathology from the periodiverticular inflammation and erythema closely and decide on that next steps based on pathology. Thank you.